X-Men Days of Future Past is the seventh movie in the Marvel Comics franchise that has made more than $2 billion at the box office. A couple of movies ago, fans were saying X-Men's mutants were losing their mojo, but now critic Bob Mondello says they've gotten it back.
The film starts in darkness, a dire future, all of Manhattan a mutant prison camp, monstrous soldier robots hunting down the few mutants still on the loose, and Professor Xavier hatching a scheme to send Hugh Jackman's Wolverine back in time to the Nixon years to stop the mutant war before it starts.
What's the last thing you remember?
This is not an idle question, even for the audience, at least those of us who've stopped reading comic books.
A glimpse into the past.
Kids who can't memorize state capitals have no trouble keeping straight the names and powers of dozens of mutants, plus the twice as many actors who've played them in six pictures across 14 years. My memory's not that good, so when I went to see the movie, I took a 16-year-old.
You'll need me as well.
And when I had problems, I'd whisper, "Who's that?" And she'd whisper, "Quicksilver." And I'd be okay. Quicksilver is the coolest of the picture's new guys. In the film's most enjoyably prankish sequence, he's zipping around so fast that speeding bullets appear stationary. Everything about him is crystal clear. X-Men Days of Future Past, though, is, as that title suggests, deliberately tricky, designed by director Bryan Singer to allow the audience to geek out as comic book tropes get rejiggered and previous movies sidestepped through time travel.
You and I are going to be good friends. You just don't know it yet.
It is all but impossible to talk about the plot of this movie without spoilers, so I'll just say that everybody's acting up a storm, not to be confused with Halle Berry's character, Storm, that the special effects, while spectacular, have nothing on the film's terrific Nixon impersonation, and that Days of Future Past left the 16-year-old I went with bouncing with adrenaline, even as she snorted derisively at what she regarded as crazy plot missteps. She has, let me just say, the makings of a fine critic. I'm Bob Mondello.